Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here with the latest. Tennis star Nick Kyrgios has pleaded guilty to assault in an ACT court, but the charge has been dismissed. The 27-year-old stood accused of an incident in 2021 involving a former girlfriend. It means no conviction has been recorded. Details on the strengthening Medicare report have been released. It calls for more supports and investments for GPs, building better relationships between those in primary healthcare and making improvements and streamlining digital health. The PM hasn't minced words when it comes to the planned healthcare reforms either.
National Cabinet has agreed that this is the first priority issue for 2023. We will meet again in late April and consider further measures on top of what we already have been doing.
Anthony Albanese following National Cabinet there. State and territory leaders have reaffirmed their supports for the Indigenous Voice to Parliament and the referendum on it, while a National Firearms Register has been discussed following the Queensland police shooting tragedy late last year. Virgin Australia has apologised to passengers after their flight to Melbourne had to return to Perth overnight. A technical problem was detected soon after flight VA692 took off, which had to circle to dump fuel before landing. Shell's profits doubled to $56 billion Australian last year. It's as the war in Ukraine pushed fuel prices up across the globe. And it may be summer, but it doesn't feel like it in parts of Victoria at the moment. The Alps region's seen snow today. It's as parts of Queensland deal with heatwave-like conditions.